Will you please turn to 1 Peter?
好，让我们打开彼得前书。
1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
We will read from verse 3 through verse 9.
我们从第三节读到第九节。
I will read it in English first, and my brother will read it in Chinese.
啊，我先用英文念一次，那我的弟兄会用中文再念一次。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from among the dead.To an incorruptible and undefiled and unfading inheritance reserved in the heavens for you, who are kept guarded by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye exalt for a little while at present, if needed,put to grief by various trials, that the proving of your faith, much more precious than of gold which perishes, though it, if it be proved by fire, be found to praise and glory and honor in the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom not having seen, yet love, on whom, though not now looking,But believing, ye exult with joy unspeakable and filled with the glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
中文，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金晶更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
May we have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gathered here this afternoon,
亲爱的主耶稣，当我们下午聚集在你的面前，
Our hearts bow low before thee.
我们的心在你面前是俯伏的。
We praise and thank thee for all thy kindness and goodness to us.
我们感谢赞美你给我们所有的恩典。
We thank thee for this another opportunity that thou has given to us.
我们感谢你，你给我们再有一个机会。
We believe what thou has told us.
我们相信你跟我们所说的。
Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
只要有两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就在我们中间。
Lord, indeed, we do gather together in thy name.
主啊，是的，我们就在你的名里聚集。
By faith, we know that thou art here with us.
借着信心，我们知道你与我们同在。
Lord, what hast thou to say to us?
主啊，你要向我们再说什么呢？
Speak, thy servants hear.
主，请说你的仆人静听。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for gathering us together this afternoon.
我们感谢神将我们这个下午都聚集在这里。
Again, I will say.
我想要再说一次。
He is preparing us for his imminent return.
他是预备我们，为的是他即将要再来。
We mentioned yesterday.
我们昨天已经说过。
That even spiritual gifts are important.
虽然属灵的恩赐是重要的。
But there is something more important.Than spiritual gifts.
但有一些事情是比属灵的恩赐更重要的。
And that is spiritual life.
那就是属灵的生命。
Because it is life that handles gifts.
因为呢，是生命才能够来操纵这些恩赐。
If we have the right life, then we will be able to use the gift in a right way.
如果我们有正确的生命，我们就能够正确的来使用这些恩赐。
A knife is very useful.
一把刀是非常有用的。
But if you give the knife to a child,
但是如果你把一把刀给一个儿童，
it may hurt him.
那你就可能会伤害到他。
And hurt other people.
那也可能会伤害到其他的人。
But if you are a grown-up person,
但是如果你是一个成人了，
you know how to use the knife.
你知道如何来使用这把刀，
and it will serve good purpose.
那它就会能够被非常好的使用。
So likewise, we find that spiritual life is that which handles spiritual gifts.
所以我们就发觉，是属灵的生命来，掌控属灵的恩赐。
We need to grow in spiritual life.
我们需要在我们属灵的生命上有成长。
That we may be used of God to accomplish His purpose.
我们就能够被神使用来完成他的旨意。
The Apostle Paul tells us, today there are three important ingredients.
我们使徒保罗告诉我们在今天呢，有三个非常重要的成分。
And that is faith, hope, and love.
那就是信、望与爱。
Because these are the three aspects of our spiritual life.
因为这就是我们属灵生命的三方面。
Yesterday we spoke on faith.
昨天我们交通到信。
Because the salvation of God is from faith to faith.
因为神的救恩是本于信，以至于信。
God's salvation is based upon faith.
神的救恩是建立在信心上。
After he had provided everything for us,
当他为我们预备了所有的事情的时候，
then he gave to us on the principle of faith.
那他要给我们的呢，就是要在信心上给我们。
If we try to get his salvation by work,
如果我们要用我们自己的工作来得着他的救恩，
we find that we cannot find it.
我们就发觉我们没有办法找到这样的救恩。
Because God's salvation is on the principle of faith.
因为神的救恩是建立在信心的原则上。
But when we believe and trust him,
但是当我们接受相信他的时候，
We find that he is true.
我们就发觉他是真实的。
Yesterday we mentioned what faith is.
昨天我们交通到什么是信心。
Faith is the substantiating of the things hoped for.
信心呢，就是我们所望之事的实体。
Faith is the substantiating power.
信心呢，就是能够使东西成为实体的那个能力。
Faith is able to substantiate God's promise.
信心能够将神给我们的应许变成实际。
And bring it into our own experience.
那就并且带领到我们自己的经历里头。
And we use Paul himself as an example of faith.
那昨天我们就用了保罗来当作这个信心的一个例子。
Throughout his life, we find faith is an important ingredient.
在他的生命里头，我们看到信心是非常重要的成分。
Now, this afternoon, we would like to go into the second ingredient.
今天下午我们要来到第二样的成分。
And that is hope.
那就是盼望。
In 1 Peter, first chapter that we have read,
在彼得前书我们刚才念的第一章，
it tells us,
他告诉我们，
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has begotten us again to a living hope.
在这里说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾造自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Hope is absolutely important to our spiritual life.
盼望呢，在我们的属灵生活里头是绝对重要的。
You know, when you read Ephesians,
你知道当你在读到以弗所书的时候，
You find in Ephesians chapter 2, it says, No hope, without hope, no God.
在以弗所书第二章就讲到是没有盼望，没有神。
When we were without God, we had no hope.
当我们没有神的时候，我们就没有盼望。
The wisest of men, Solomon,told us in Proverbs.
最聪明的人所罗门他告诉我们在传道书里头
that he had tried everything under the sun.
他在日光之下已经试了所有的事情
and he concluded with vanity and vanity, all is vanity.
他的结论就是虚空的虚空，凡事都虚空。
It is the pursuit of the wind.
那就像是在我们在捉那个风一样。
You know, as young people, probably you won't agree with you.
如果你是年轻人的话，可能你并不同意这样的说法。
But when you get older, you begin to realize how true it is.
那当你比较年纪大一点的时候，你就能够开始认同这样子的说法。
If a person is without hope,
如果一个人是没有盼望的。
He is not able to continue living.
他就没有办法继续的生活下去。
If a Christian is without hope,
如果一个基督徒是没有盼望，
he will be spiritually dead.
他就在属灵的生命上是死亡的。
But thank God.
但是感谢神，
God has given us a living hope.
神已经给了我们一个活泼的盼望。
Through the salvation of our Lord Jesus,
借由我们主耶稣的救恩，
we have a living hope.
我们有一个活泼的盼望。
Now what is our hope?
那我们的盼望是什么？
It tells us,
他告诉我们，
to an incorruptible and undefiled and unfading inheritance.
告诉我们一个不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的基业。
We as Christians, we are not only being saved.
我们基督徒并不只是得救了。
As some people say, we can go to heaven.
就像有一些人说我们会上天堂。
But there is something much more than that.
但是其实也比那个有更多的。
What God has provided for us,
神为我们所预备的
is an inheritance.
它是为我们预备一个基业
And this inheritance is incorruptible.
这个基业是不能朽坏
It is undefiled.
是不能玷污
And unfading.
不能衰残
Whatever inheritance you may receive upon this earth,
你在这个地上所能够得到的一些基业，
they are all corruptible,
他们都能朽坏，
they are all defiled,
他们都被玷污，
and they are all faded,
他们都会衰残。
But thank God, we who believe in the Lord Jesus have an eternal inheritance.
但是感谢神，我们已经相信主了，我们有一个永远的基业。
And the inheritance that is referred here,
那这里所讲到的基业呢，
is the salvation of our soul,
就是我们魂的救恩。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
I believe we are all familiar with what salvation is.
我想我们都非常的清楚救恩是什么。
As God has made us with spirit and soul and body.
神将我们做成了有灵、有魂、有体。
So the salvation that he has provided for us is not only for the spirit, but also for the soul and likewise for the body.
所以神为我们预备的救恩呢，也不仅仅是为了灵，同时也是为了魂，更是为了体。
We were not only saved from that death,
我们并不只是从死里头被拯救出来，
from that eternal death,
那个永远的灭亡，
but we are now being saved,
但是我们现在继续的在被得救，
and we will be saved,
那将来我们将要得救。
So far as our spirit is concerned,
所以就我们的灵方面来说，
when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信主耶稣，
Our dead spirit is being renewed and come into life.
我们那个死去的灵呢，就被更新了，并且呢，活过来了。
So the Bible calls it a new spirit.
所以圣经里头讲到是一个新的灵。
And because it is a new spirit,
那正因为它是一个新的灵，
So we are able to communicate with God the Spirit.
所以我们能够跟是灵的神有交通。
I was born into a Christian family.
我是生长在一个基督徒的家庭。
And from my very young age, I learned to pray.
从我非常小的年纪开始呢，我就开始学习祷告。
But as I was growing up,
但是当我渐渐的成长的时候，
when I was in high school,
当我到了这个中学的时候，
I did not believe in the Lord Jesus.
我并不相信主耶稣。
Not that I do not have that kind of knowledge.
并不是说我没有这样子的一个知识。
I always in my mind believe in the Lord Jesus.
我在我的心思里头一直相信主耶稣基督，主耶稣。
But in my heart, I did not believe in him.
但是在我的心里，我并不相信他。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because I consider myself too good.
因为我认为我自己是太好了。
I was a student.
我是一个学生。
What bad things can I do?
我能够做什么坏事呢？
Compare with the people in the world.
跟在世界上的人比较一下。
I consider myself as very good.
我认为我是非常好的人。
So I always had that kind of feeling.
所以我常常有这样的感觉。
Let Jesus save the world.
耶稣去救这个世界。
But I don't need him.
但是我不需要他。
Brothers and sisters, what a deception.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等的大的谎言。
Not only God began to deal with me.
神就开始在我心里做工。
And somehow, without anybody telling me,
那就不晓得为什么呢，没有任何人跟我这样子说。
I felt I was a great sinner.
我认为我是一个非常大的罪人。
I felt that I, from my head to my feet, nothing was good.
我觉得从我的头到我的脚，没有一件是好的。
And as a young man, of course,I did not want to die.
那当然了，是一个年轻的人，我不想要死。
I want to live.
我想要活。
So I try to seek the Lord.
所以我就开始要追求主。
But strangely, other people got saved very easy.
但是很奇怪的，其他的人很容易就信主了。
For me, it was very difficult.
对我来说是非常艰难。
I sought the Lord for a whole year.
啊，我用一整年的时间追求主。
At that time in Shanghai, many famous preachers came.
啊，在那个时候呢，在上海有很多非常出名的布道家，他们来传道。
I went to hear them.
啊，我去了他们的布道会。
I went to the altar a number of times.
啊，我来到啊这一个会幕前几次，祭坛前几次。
But nothing happened.
但是没有什么事情发生。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
I thought I was gospel hardened.
啊，我觉得我是在啊这个福音上是非常硬的。
And one day I told the Lord.
有一天我就告诉主。
I was at a conference.
啊，我是在一个特会里头。
I went there to be saved.
啊，我去那个特会就是为了要得救。
But day after day passed, I wasn't saved.
但是一天又一天经过，我还是没得救。
So I remember I was in my room praying.
所以我就记得我在我自己的房间里头祷告。
I don't know whether I was praying or speaking to myself.
啊，我其实不晓得我是在祷告还是跟我自己说话。
I said, Lord, why is it that the people got saved so easy?
我就问主说，主为什么其他的人得救那么容易
？And it's so difficult for me.
但是对我来说却这么难。
I told the Lord.
我告诉主
，Save me now.
啊，现在就救我。
If you don't save me now.Goodbye.
啊，如果你不救我的话，那就再见。
I went to the meeting in the afternoon.
那在那个下午呢，我去参加了聚会。
A young preacher just graduated from theological school.
啊，有一个非常年轻的传道人呢，他就刚刚从神学院毕业出来。
And he spoke of John 3:16.
那他就讲到约翰三章十六节。
Now John 3:16, I knew it.From my childhood.
啊，约翰三章十六节，我从小的时候就知道了。
Nothing touched me.
啊，没有任何一件事摸着我。
And after the meeting, he wants everybody to kneel down and pray.
啊，那这个聚会之后呢，他要每一个人都跪下来祷告。
So I pray by my seat.
所以我就在我椅子那边开始祷告。
A black pastor.Came and kneeled by my side.
那个牧师呢，就来到我旁边，那跟我一起跪下来。
All he did was go to the altar.
那他告诉我，就是你到前面去。
I have been there many times.
我已经去过前面好多次了。
But out of courtesy, I went to the altar.
啊，但是因为礼貌上的缘故，我就去了前面。
And again, I wept and I prayed.
那我就啊，哭泣也开始祷告。
But afterwards, nothing.
但是呢，之后没有什么事情发生。
The meeting was finished.
啊，那个聚会就结束了。
I was walking out of the conference.
那我就从那个特会里头出来。
A Chinese pastor stopped me.
啊，一个中国的牧师，他就把我叫住我。
He is not a pastor yet.
他其实还不是一个牧师。
He is just a 传道。
他只是传道。
He stopped me.
他就把我叫住了。
And you know what he said to me?
那你知道他跟我说什么吗
？He said, "Are you saved?"
他问我说：“你得救了吗
？”He must be noticing me.
他可能已经开始在注意我。
Now I have to be honest.
那我就需要诚实的告诉他。
I say I want to be saved.
我说我想要得救。
So he stopped me.
所以他就他就叫住我，停止我。
Everybody left.
每一个人都离开了。
Just the two of us in the big hall.
啊，就我们两个人留在一个很大的一个房间。
And he asked me,
他就问我
，Do you believe the Bible is the word of God?
你相信圣经是神的话吗
？I say from my childhood.
那我说从我小时候，我幼年的时候我就相信。
So he turned to First John.
所以他就打开约翰一书。
First John 1:9.
啊，约翰一书第一章第九节。
He said, "You read it."
那他就叫我读那一节经节。
Instead of we, put your name in it.
啊，那把这个我们改成你自己的名字。
And he asked me to read it twice.
那他就叫我念两次。
And then he said, "Let's pray."
那他就之后他说我们一起祷告。
So we would kneel down.
所以我们跪下来。
I know how to pray.
啊，我知道怎么祷告。
So I started to pray.
所以我就开始祷告。
And I told the Lord what sins I have committed.
啊，我就告诉主啊，我所犯的罪。
And said, Lord, there are many sins I forgot already.
啊，跟主，然后我跟主说，主有很多罪，我已经忘记了。
You know.
那是你知道。
Now I have confessed my sin.
那现在我已经认罪了。
I have done my part.
啊，我已经做我应该做的。
Now it is your part.
那现在是你要做你做的。
Whether you save me or not is up to you now.
那现在 你要不要救我呢？就看你了。
And strangely.
但是很奇怪的。
Great peace fell upon me.
有一个非常大的平安降在我身上。
The sin burden fell away.
那个罪的重担呢已经被挪开了。
I stood up.
我就站起来。
He asked me.
他就问我，那个传道问我。
Are you saved?
你得救了吗？
I said, I'm saved.
那我说我得救了。
He said, how do you know?
那他说你怎么知道？
I said, there's such peace in my heart.
那我就跟他讲，在我的心里头有极大的平安。
He said no.
他说不是的。
Suddenly the Lord showed me.
突然主让我看见。
I know I'm saved because God said so.
啊，我知道我已经得救，因为神是这样子说的。
He said that's right.
那他就说那就是正确的。
You go out and tell people.How God saved you.
你现在出去告诉其他的人神怎么样拯救你。
He was very wise.
啊，他是非常聪明的。
And I think maybe some of your older people may know him.
啊，我想你们有一些比较年长的可能认识他。
Andrew G. 纪慈文。
纪慈文。
Brothers and sisters.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus.
当我们相信主耶稣。
Our dead spirit was renewed into life.
我们那死去的灵呢就被更新了。
By your spirit, you began to touch God, the spirit.
借由我们的灵，我们就能够摸着那个是灵的神。
Because he is now your heavenly father.
因为他现在是你天上的父。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
this is the salvation of our spirit.
这是我们灵的救恩
this is the beginning.
这是一个开始
because with the spirit, now, Christ can dwell in our spirit.
因为我们有了这个灵基督就能够住在我们的灵里
the Holy Spirit also dwells in our spirit.
圣灵也住在我们的灵里
and the work of the Holy indwelt spirit is to see that the life of Christ in our spirit will grow.
那这一个内住的灵呢，就会要看到我们在我们基督在我们里头成长。
But what about our soul?
但是那我们的魂怎么办呢？
Sooner or later,
啊，迟早
you will begin to see.
你会开始看见。
Even though in your spirit you know God and His will.
你虽然在你的灵里头知道神跟他的旨意
And you really want to do his will.
那你也很想要做他的旨意
But when you try to do his will, you cannot.
但是当你想要试着遵从他的旨意的时候你不能做出来
So our Christian life entered into a civil war.
所以我们基督徒的生活呢就进入了一个内战的情况
In our spirit,We want to follow God.
在我们的灵里头，我们想要跟随神。
But in our soul, that old Adamic life is holding us back.
但是在我们的魂里头，我们那个老亚当的生命在我们里头来阻止我们。
And we begin to have that inward conflict.
那我们在我们的里头呢，就有一些征战。
Just like Paul in Romans chapter 7.
就像保罗在罗马书第七章
Until we realize in us, in our flesh, there is no good.
直到我们认清在我们的肉体里头是没有一件是好事
We give up.
所以我们就放弃了
I often say, nervous Christians are good Christians.
我常常说紧张的基督徒是好的基督徒
Have you ever been nervous?
啊，你有紧张过吗？
If you have been nervous, there is hope for you.
啊，如果你有紧张过，那你就有希望了，你就有盼望了。
You begin to realize in you in your flesh, there is no good.
啊，因为你就开始发觉在我们的肉体里头是没有好的。
Thank God through Jesus Christ.
感谢神借着耶稣基督。
You begin to realize it is the life of Christ that overcomes.
你开始的认识是基督的生命能够得胜。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已与基督一同钉十字架。
No longer live I.
现在活的不再是我。
It is Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is an important experience.
这是一个非常重要的经历。
This is the salvation of the soul.
这是我们魂的救恩。
And the salvation of the soul is for the future.
那我们魂的救恩呢，是为了将来。
That we may inherit the kingdom of the heavens.
我们能够承受天国。
Then of course there is a body.
那当然也有我们的肉体，我们的体。
Brothers and sisters, even though we are saved.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，虽然我们已经得救了。
Even though we love the Lord.
啊，虽然我们也爱主。
This body is still the old body.
啊，这个身体还是一个旧的身体。
It is still weak, sin, weak.Sick and eventually death.
啊，这个身体呢还是软弱，还是有疾病，到最终可能还是会死亡。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He will raise us from the dead.
他会将我们从死里头再复活。
He will change our mortal body into immortal body.
他要将我们这个会毁坏的身体换成一个不能朽坏的身体。
One day.We will have the same spiritual body as Christ Jesus.
有一天我们所要得到的身体呢，就像是主耶稣基督他复活的那个身体。
So salvation is so complete.
所以救恩是这样子的完全。
Our whole being will be totally changed.
我们的全人会完全的被改变。
Put it a clearer way, our whole being is being exchanged.
啊，就简单一点讲，我们整个人呢是要被换过。
It is no longer I, but Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
So we who believe in the Lord Jesus has a blessed hope.
所以我们信主耶稣的，我们有一个非常蒙福的盼望。
Now we would like to illustrate it in real life.
那我们想要在现实的生活里头呢，找一个例子。
And the one that we will use.Is Peter.
那我们所要用的例子呢是彼得。
Simon, son of Jonah, was a fisherman.
啊，西门啊，约拿的儿子呢，他是一个渔夫。
But he was at that time among those who were expecting the Messiah to come.
在那个时候呢，他是跟其他的人一样在等候弥赛亚的再来。
He was an extrovert.
啊，他是一个非常啊外向的人。
We know that some people are extroverts, some people are introverts.
我们知道有一些人是比较外向，有一些人比较内向一点。
I often say,
啊，我常常说
that our soul is like a body has a shape.
啊，我说啊，我们的啊魂呢，就像我们的身体一样，是有一个形状的。
You know how wonderful.
这是非多么的奇妙。
Millions and millions of people.
啊，有啊成千上万的人。
Look at the face.
啊，看到我们的脸。
A very small area.
啊，非常非常小的一个面积。
Only a few factors.
啊，只有一些特征。
But no two person are alike.
但是没有两个人是一模一样的。
Even the twins,
就像是双胞胎
the parents know them.
啊，他们的父母认识他们。
How strange that is!
啊，这是多么的奇妙。
Our God loves variety.
啊，我们的神是希望很多有多彩多姿的。
But I often feel,
但是我常常觉得
not our body is wonderful.
我们的身体不只是非常奇妙。
Our soul also has a shape.
我们的魂也有一个形状。
And the shape is our temperament.
那这个形状呢，就是我们的脾气。
气质。
气质。
Our temperament.
我们的气质。
Everybody's temperament is different.
每一个人的气质都不太一样。
You may be quick tempered.
也许你有你的性情是非常快的。
Oh, you may be very slow.
或者是一个非常慢的人。
You may be one who is very outgoing.
你可能是一个常常往外的人，外向的人。
You may be one who turns within yourself.
或者是你是一个非常内向的人。
And how you expect to be like the other person.
那你想要追求变成另外一个人。
No, you are you.
但是你就是你自己。
So you don't need to imitate anybody.
所以你不需要去模仿任何人。
If your temperament is controlled by the life of Christ,
如果你的气质是被基督的光所控制着
，whatever temperament you may have，
你有任何的气质，不管你有什么样的气质
，it will serve God，
那就能够用来服侍神。
God uses temperament to serve His purpose。
神要用我们的气质来服侍他的旨意。
So do not try to imitate anybody。
所以不要去模仿其他的人。
Be yourself.
Just 做你自己。
And you will find the Lord will save you to the uttermost.
那你就会知道神要将你拯救到完全。
You know, Simon, the fisherman, was an extrovert.
你知道吗？西门这个渔夫呢，他是非常外向的人。
He likes to talk.
他很喜欢说话。
Always the first one who talk.
常常是第一个说话的人。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
His brother Andrew first knew Jesus as the Messiah.
他的弟兄安德烈呢，他是先认识耶稣是弥赛亚的。
So he took his brother to see Jesus.
所以他就将他的哥哥带来见主。
But do you know what happened?
但是你知道发生什么事吗？
When Simon saw the Lord Jesus,
当西门看到主耶稣
，Did you hear any word from him?
你有听到他说什么话吗
？Not a word.
他没有说任何一句话。
The Gospel of John tells us,
在约翰福音里头告诉我们
，When he was led to Jesus.
当他被带到主耶稣，他被带到耶稣面前。
You know what happened?
你知道发生什么事吗
？The Lord looked at him.
主就看着他。
The word "look" in the original means look him up and down.
这个原来这个看的意思呢，就是从上到下看着。
In other words, the look of our Jesus penetrates into him.
那换句话说呢，主的这样一眼而看呢，把他看穿了。
That made Simon speechless.
那因为这样子的缘故，西门就无话可说。
And the Lord said, "You are Simon, son of Jonah."
那主就说你是西门约拿的儿子。
But you will be called Cephas.
但是你要被称为基发。
In other words, a stone.
换句话说是一个小的石子。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
at their first encounter,
在他们第一次的接触的时候
our Lord Jesus gave hope to this Simon.
我们的主将盼望给了西门。
He will change Simon into Cephas.
他要将西门改成基发。
We are all Simon like sand.
我们都是西门，好像沙一样。
But he will change us into stone.
但是他要将我们变成是石子。
He will change us to living stone.
他要将我们改变成活石。
Then he will build us together upon himself, the rock.
他就要将我们建造在一起，在他的这个磐石上。
This is the work of God.
这就是神的工作。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
you know, when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
你知道当我们相信主耶稣的时候
we find that it is enough.
我们认为已经够了。
If my 2 feet can be in heaven, within the door of heaven, I'm happy.
如果两只脚只要能够踏到那个天国的门就够了。
But our Lord is not happy.
但是我们的主还不满意。
He has his thought concerning every one of us.
他在我们每一个人的生活上都有一些心思。
He wants to change us.
他想要变化我们。
He wants to exchange us.
他想要换我们。
He wants to make his life your life.
他想要将他的生命变成我们的生命。
He wants you to be like him.
他要你变成像他一样。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
what hope that is.
这是何等的盼望。
And then, when you read Matthew chapter 4,
当你读到马太福音第四章
You find that the Lord calls Simon to be his disciple.
你有看到呢？主在呼召他的门徒。
Not only to believe in him as a believer.
并不只是来相信他成为一个信徒。
But to be a disciple of him.
但是要成为他的门徒。
A disciple is one who will leave everything and follow him.
一个门徒呢，就是会将一切都丢弃来跟随主。
To walk with him, to live with him.
跟他一起住，跟他一起同行。
And to learn from him.
那并且也从他身上有得到学习。
So we find that Simon and his brother Andrew, they left the boat and followed the Lord.
所以我们就看到西门跟他的兄弟安德烈将渔网放下就跟随主。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
There is a misconception among Christians.
在基督徒呢我们有一个错误的想法。
We think to be a believer and to be a disciple are two different things.
我们认为做信徒跟做门徒是两件不同的事。
But strictly speaking,
但是严格上来说
to be a believerAnd to be a disciple of Christ Jesus is the same.
但是要做基督耶稣的信徒跟门徒其实是同一件事情。
The Lord never has the idea that you can be a believer and not a disciple.
主耶稣从来没有这样子想过，就是你可以做他的信徒，不做他的门徒。
Even though, in fact, there are many, many.People who just are believers but not disciples.
虽然事实上有很多的基督徒只是信徒而不是门徒。
Believers, you receive every good from the Lord.
是信徒的话，你从神那里得到一切所有好的。
You are the center.
你就是中心。
He is surrounding you.
他是在你的周围。
And if he's a little slow to answer you.You get angry.
那如果他有一点点稍微慢一点来回答你的话呢，你就非常生气。
But disciple is different.
但是门徒是不一样的。
Disciples is you have given up everything, your right to him.
如果是门徒的话呢，你将你自己所有的权利交给他。
You are here to learn of him.
你在这里是要向他学习。
Until he take you over completely.
直到他完完全全的来能够掌控你。
Are you just a believer and not a disciple?
你只是一个信徒而不是门徒吗？
To a believer, you are the center.
对一个信徒来说，你是中心。
If you are a disciple, Christ is the center.
如果你是门徒的话，基督就是中心。
Unfortunately, in many of us, our experience, we divide these two things.
非常不幸的，在我们的经历里头，我们将这两件事情分开了。
But it should be just one experience.
但是事实上只是应该是只有一样的经历。
I think you, most of you probably know how Watchman Nee got saved.
啊，我想你们很多人应该都知道啊，尼托森弟兄是如何得救的。
I heard him giving his Old Testament.
啊，我亲耳听到他啊在做见证的时候。
He came from a Christian family.
他也是从一个基督徒的家庭里头出生。
Nominal Christian.
他是所谓的平信徒。
But after his mother got saved,
但是在当他的啊母亲得救之后
，there was a change.
在他的身上有一个改变。
Brother Nee hated his mother.
啊，尼弟兄非常恨他妈妈
，because he was the first boy born.
啊，因为他是第一，他是长子
，and before him two sisters.
那啊，在他啊上面呢还有两个姐姐。
So whatever thing happened in the house, it must be that boy.
所以有任何在家里发生什么事情事故的话呢，一定就是男孩做的。
And once a valuable vase was broken.
啊，有一次有一个非常贵的花瓶被打破了。
And the mother thought it must be this boy.
那这个妈妈在讲一定就是男孩子。
So he was beaten for that.
所以他就被毒打。
But he didn't do that.
但是他并没有做。
So he hated his mother.
所以他就恨他妈妈。
But thank God, God saved his mother.
但是啊，神就先救拯救了他母亲。
And his mother wanted to have family meeting.
那啊，他的母亲呢，就想要有一个啊家庭聚会。
He bought some hymns. She bought some hymn book.
那他就买了一些诗歌本。
And one night, she gathered the boys and girls together.
那有一天晚上呢，就将他的孩子们都聚集召集在一起。
And she went to the piano, tried to play the hymn.
那他就去在想要开始弹钢琴的开始弹诗歌。
But while he was trying to play the hymn,
但是当他开始想要弹钢琴的时候
，the Holy Spirit convicted her.
这个圣灵就责备他。
Go, confess before your boy.
去在你儿子面前认罪。
This is something never happened in China.
啊，这个可能在中国从来不会发生的事情。
Whatever the parents do is always right.
啊，父母永远做的事情都是对的。
That was the teaching that I was brought up.
啊，那就是我所接受的一些教训。
But she was so under conviction.
但是她里头非常受到责备。
She went to his son.
他就来到他儿子这边
wrap him up,
就抱着他
and say, forgive me.
跟他讲说请赦免请原谅我。
And that touched Brother Nee deeply.
那个呢就深深地摸着我们尼托森弟兄。
When he was invited to hear Dr. Dorian Yu, he went.
所以当他被邀请到于慈度的布道会的时候他就去了。
The first night he was convicted.
第一天晚上他就受到责备。
He knew he had to believe in the Lord Jesus.
他知道他一定要相信主耶稣。
But he couldn't.
但是他没有办法。
Why?
为什么?
Because as a young man, he was very brilliant.
因为他是一个非常非常聪明的一个年轻人。
He already planned for his future.
他已经为他的将来已经预备好了准备好了。
But he realized,
但是他知道
If he believed in the Lord Jesus,
如果他相信主耶稣
he had to give up his plan.
那他就要将他自己的计划放弃
he will receive Jesus as his Lord.
他会接受主耶稣成为他的救主
not only his Savior,
不只是他的救主
but his Lord.
但是他的主
he couldn't do that.
他并没有办法这样子做
he struggled for a few days.
他挣扎了几天
Until one day he was in his room.
直到有一天他在他自己的房间里
praying,
祷告
and he said,
他说
I saw the blackness of my sins.
我看到我的罪的黑
At the same time, I saw the redness of the blood of the Lord Jesus.
同时我也看到主那鲜红的血
So he capitulated before the Lord.
所以他就降服在神面前。
He accepted Jesus as his Savior and Lord.
他在那里就接受了主耶稣，成为他的救主，同时他的主。
This is discipleship.
这就是门徒。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Do you divide these two things?
你会将这，你有将这两件事情分开吗
？Or do you realize these are one thing?
或者是你认识这两个其实是一件事
？If you believe in the Lord Jesus,
如果你相信主耶稣。
You must surrender your life to the Lord as a disciple.
你一定要降服你所有的一切，成为主的门徒。
You have no right to live for yourself.
你没有权利为你自己而活。
Because he had paid that price.
因为他已经付了那个价钱。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Here you find Simon.Began to be a disciple of Jesus.
你在这里看到西门开始成为主的门徒。
Do you think it is easy to be a disciple of Jesus?
你认为做主的门徒是简单的事吗
？Simon, live with the Lord Jesus.
西门跟主住在一起。
He heard him.
他听见主说话。
He watched him.
他看见主。
I do not know for how long.
我不晓得到底这个有多长的时间。
But when you come to Luke chapter 5,
但是当你来到路加福音第五章
，When our Lord Jesus was in Capernaum,
当主耶稣在加百农的时候
，You know what he was doing?
你知道他在做什么事吗
？He was fishing again.
他又在打鱼了。
He spent a whole night fishing.
他花了一整晚的时间在那里打鱼。
He was an expert fisherman.
他是一个非常有专业的，他是一个专业的渔夫。
But he got nothing.
但是他没有打到一条鱼。
And in the daytime.
那到了天亮的时候。
The Lord Jesus wanted to speak to the people.
主耶稣要跟那些人说话。
There were so many people there.
在那里有很多很多的人。
So.He got into Simon's boat.
所以他就来到了那个西门的船里头。
So the boat can be leaving the shore a little bit.
所以这个船呢就能够开离这个岸边一点。
And he will sit in the boat and speak to the people on the shore.
所以他就坐在船里呢跟那些坐在岸边的人说话。
And after he finished speaking.
那他讲完之后呢
You know what he did?
你知道他做什么事吗
He wanted to pay for the boat.
那他想要付这个船费。
If you are his disciple, did he need to pay?
如果你是他的门徒的话呢，他需要付你这个船费吗
？Of course not.
当然不需要。
But at that time, Peter was thinking of fleeing.
但是在那时候呢，西门想要再逃开。
He tried to.Walk away from discipleship.
他想要从那个门徒的那件事情上走出来。
And the Lord knew him.
但是主认识他，知道他。
If you are not mine, I have to pay for using your ship.
那如果你不是我的人，那我就需要付船费给你。
So the Lord said, launch out and have a catch.
那主就跟他说呢，你把网打放下去，那开始打鱼。
And when they did.
那他们就这样子做了。
The net was full of fishes.
那这个网呢就装满了鱼。
Simon's eyes were open.
西门的眼睛被打开了。
So he fell down before the Lord, says the Lord, "I'm a sinner, leave me."
所以他就俯伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
I'm not fit to be your disciple.
我没有资格做你的门徒。
And the Lord said,
但主就跟他说
Fear not,
不要怕
I will make you a fisher of men.
从今以后你要得人如得鱼。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
Do you have experience like that?
你有这样子的经历吗
Do you think to be a disciple of Christ is an easy thing?
你认为做基督的门徒是简单的事吗
？Are you thinking of withdrawing？
啊，你是不是也在想要要离开呢？
But how could you?
但是你如何能够离开？
If you see that he is the Son of God,
如果你看见他是神的儿子，
he is the Christ,
他是基督，
how can you leave him?
你怎能离开他？
So Peter gave himself completely to the Lord.
所以彼得就将他自己完全的奉献给主。
And do you know what happened afterwards?
那你知道在那事之后发生什么事吗？
One day, our Lord Jesus used 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed 5,000 people.
有一天，我们的主用5饼2鱼喂饱了5000个人。
And these people wanted Jesus to be their king.
那这些人呢，就想要让基督做他要耶稣做他们的王。
So the Lord first sent his disciples away.
所以主先打发的他的门徒们出去。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because his disciples also wanted to be king.
因为他的门徒们也想要成为王。
So he let his disciples go first.
所以他就让他的门徒们先去了。
Until.He spread. He let all the people left.
直到这些所有的人都离开了。
And you remember, so he went to the mountain and prayed.
那你就知道这个故事呢，他就上了山去祷告。
But the next day,
但是隔天
，these people find the Lord.
这些人又找到主了。
And say, how did you come here?
他们就问说你怎么来到这里
？And the Lord said, you do not come for the word, but For the food.
但是主就跟他们说你要来不是要听我讲乃是因为你被喂饱了
And he said You must eat me And you must drink of me
然后他就说你要吃我的肉喝我的血
Many of his disciples left him
很多的门徒就在那时候离开了
That's too difficult
是太难了
And the Lord turned to the 12
那主就来在他们12个门徒中间
Do you too want to leave?
你们也要离开吗?
You have the liberty.
你有这样子的自由。
And Peter said,
彼得就说,
Lord, where can we go?
彼得说, 主啊, 我们能够去哪呢?
You have the word of life.
你有生命的话。
You are the son of God.
你是神的儿子。
In other words,
换句话说,
we stick with you.
我们会跟你在一起。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，This is the work of God.
这就是神的做工。
How often, as you follow the Lord, there will be time when you feel it's impossible.
当我们在跟随主的时候，有很多的时候，我们认为是不可能的情形。
With man, it is impossible.
我们想是不可能的。
With God, nothing is impossible.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
You cannot, he can.
你没有办法，但是他可以。
He can make you his disciple.
他可以将你做成他的门徒。
And this is the marvelous work of God.
这就是神伟大的工作。
But you know, Peter's temperament, he was an extrovert.
你知道吗？彼得的气质是他是外向的。
He liked to talk.
他很喜欢说话。
And you know how the Lord dealt with him.
那你也知道主怎么样子来处理他。
In the Bible, you find 3 times when he was talking, God stopped him.
你知道在圣经里头，你看见3次，当彼得在说话的时候，神阻止了他。
When our Lord took him.To the Mount of Transfiguration.
当我们的主将他带到变化山上的时候
，And Moses and Elijah appeared.
摩西跟以利亚出现了。
They were talking about the departure of our Lord.
他们就讲论到关于耶稣要离世的事。
And the 3 disciples woke up.
那三个门徒们他们醒来了。
And saw that Moses and Elijah were leaving.
那看到摩西跟以利亚就要离开了。
But Peter wanted them to stay on.
但是彼得想要他们继续留下来。
It was such a good thing.
这是非常好的事。
So he didn't know what to say.
所以他彼得其实不晓得说什么。
But he had to say it.
但是他需要说一些事情。
He said it's good to be here.
那所以说在我们在这里甚好。
We will make three tabernacles.
我们在这里做搭三个棚。
One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah.
一个为着你，一个为摩西，一个为以利亚。
We three disciples will be just.Living under the air.
我们三个门徒呢就露天而宿。
And before he ended his speech,
在彼得还没有讲完的时候
，a cloud covered.
有一片云遮盖了他们。
This is not an ordinary cloud.
这不是一个寻常的云。
It is the glory of God.
这是神的荣耀。
And God said.
神说
This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子
Hear him.
你们要听他
Don't say, hear him.
不要再说了听他
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
You find that the God the Father interrupted you.
你看到父神其实阻止了彼得
Dealt with his speaking habit.
来要对付他那个喜欢说话的一个习惯
And of course,
当然
not only the Father,
不只是父神
also the Son,
还有子孙
You remember when the tax gatherer of the temple came to Peter.
当那些要收丁税的人来到彼得这里
Do your master pay?The temple tax.
问彼得说你的夫子是否也要缴这个丁税
Peter said yes.
彼得说是的。
So he went to the house, tried to tell the Lord.
那他就要进到屋子里头要告诉主。
But the Lord interrupted him.
但是主也阻止中断了他阻止了他。
And ask him first.
那先问他。
Does the son need to pay for the temple tax?
这个人只需要付这个丁税吗
Of course not.
当然不需要。
Then the Lord said,
那主说
I do not need to pay.
我不需要付。
But for your sake,
但是为了你的缘故
I will pay for me and for you.
我会准预备为你跟我来付这个税。
But I will not give you the money.
但是我不要直接给你这个钱。
You go fishing.
你去钓鱼。
And the first ship, fish that come up,There will be a dollar.
那你第一条你钓到的鱼呢，在那个鱼的口里呢，就有一块钱。
You know, Peter, he was a fisherman.
你知道吗？彼得是一个渔夫。
But he is not a fisherman who tried to fish a fish with a hand.
那但是你知道，他不是用那个鱼竿钓鱼的渔夫啊。
He spread a net.
他是用网子打鱼的渔夫。
And for him to try to get a fish like that, that was terrible.
叫他去用好像鱼竿钓鱼是非常惨的事情。
I remember in my whole life, I tried to fish once.
我记得在我生命里头呢，我去试着钓鱼钓一次。
And but didn't get anything.
但是没有钓到任何鱼。
So I can sympathize with Peter.
所以我很能够体会彼得的心情。
And he said, fish come up, fish come up.
鱼啊鱼啊，赶快上来。
But he didn't come.
但是没有上来。
I do not know how long it would take him.
我不晓得他花了多少时间去钓那条鱼。
To get that fish.
去钓那条鱼。
And get the dollar.
那就将那一块钱取出来。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
And even on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节那天。
No, even in the day in the house of Cornelius.
就算是在哥尼流家里的那一天。
He was going to make a long speech.
他要讲一篇很长的道。
But the Holy Spirit interrupted him.
但是圣灵阻止了。
The Holy Spirit fell down upon the people.
圣灵就降在那些人身上。
You know, I really sympathize with Peter.
你知道吗？我真的很能够体会彼得。
I often think, Peter, close your mouth.
我常常在想，彼得，你只要闭嘴。
And you will be all right.
那你就没事了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
among the 12 disciples, he was the one who was being disciplined most.
在这个所有的十二门徒里头呢，他是被教训到最严重的人。
But it is the discipline of love.
那这是爱的教训，管教。
During the Last Supper,
在最后的晚餐
，The Lord said,
主说
，You will all leave me.
你们都要离弃我。
And you know what Peter said?
那你就知道彼得说了什么。
They may leave, I will not.
他们会离弃你，我绝对不会。
I'm willing to die with you.
我可以一同，就算是由于你一同死，我也愿意。
And the Lord said.
那主就跟他说
，Before the clock crow，
在今天晚上鸡叫之前
，You will deny me three times。
你要三次不认。
But I have prayed for you。
但是我为你祷告。
That your faith will not fail。
但是你的信心并不会失去。
And when you are restored, strengthen your brethren。
当你恢复的时候呢，你要刚强你的弟兄。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，Look at。
看看彼得
，How he denied the Lord three times.
他如何三次不认主
？Before a maid，
在一个使女面前
，The Lord turned around and looked at him.
主耶稣就转过来看了彼得
，Not an angry look，
并不是一个非常凶的一个眼光
，But a sympathizing。
但是是一个非常慈祥非常能够了解他的一个眼光。
And Peter went out,
那彼得就出去哭泣了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，God is able to transform us.
神能够变化我们。
A person like Peter,
就像彼得这样的一个人。
God is able to transform to such an extent.
神能够变化到他，神能够变化他到一个地步。
That he was used by God to open the gospel, not only to the Jews but also to the Gentiles.
神能够用他不只将福音传给犹太人，甚至给外邦人。
And what a glorious ending! Was Peter.
彼得也有一个非常荣耀的结束。
If you read the two epistles he wrote,
你如果读他所写的两本书信
，the first epistle he emphasized on the salvation of the soul.
第一卷书信呢，他着重在灵在魂的救恩。
And the second epistle he emphasized on the kingdom of the heaven.
那第二封书信呢？它着重在天国。
We only know he was martyred.
我们只知道他最后为主殉道了。
We do not have the historical detail.
我们并没有一些历史详细的记载。
But it was a tradition.
但是那是在那时候的一个遗传。
He was in Rome.
他是在罗马。
And Nero began to persecute Christians.
尼罗王就开始逼迫基督徒。
And the tradition said,
那这个他们的遗传是这样子的。
The other believers urged him to leave Rome.
基督徒们呢就要他离开罗马。
So he left.Rome.
所以他就离开了罗马。
As he went out from the gate of Rome,
当他离开那个罗马城的城门的时候
，he saw Jesus coming in.
他看到主耶稣进来。
So he said, "Lord, what are you doing?"
那就问主说：“主，你在做什么
？”The Lord said, "I'm going to die again."
那主就说：“我要再为你，再我要再死一次。
”That's the tradition.
这就是那时候的风俗。
So he said, "Lord," he said, "Lord, I'll go back."
所以他就说：“那主，我再回去。”
So he was taken by Nero.
所以他就被尼罗王抓起来。
And because he was not a Roman.
那因为他并不是一个罗马人。
So he was crucified.
所以他就被钉在十字架上。
But the tradition said when they crucified him.
但是当他被钉在十字架上的时候
，He said, "My Lord was crucified."
他说我的主是被钉在十字架上。
I'm not worthy to be crucified.
我不够资格被钉死在十字架上。
Crucify me upside down.
将我的身体反转过来钉在十字架上。
So the tradition said.He was crucified upside down.
所以我们就听闻说，他被钉死在十字架上的时候是翻过来的。
Now whether this is real or not, I don't know.
啊，那其实到底这个是真是假，我并不晓得。
But one thing it tells us.
但是他告诉我们一件事。
What transformation you find in that man?
你可以在这个人身上看到主的变化的工作。
And the Lord will do the same thing.To every one of us.
那主也要同样的在我们每一个人身上做同样的工作。
With man it is impossible.
在人是不能。
With God all things are possible.
在神凡事都能。
So Peter is an apostle of hope.
所以彼得是一个有盼望的使徒。
We find in New Jerusalem.
我们看见在新耶路撒冷。
He was one.Of the foundation of New Jerusalem.
他乃是新耶路撒冷的其中一个基石。
If he is the first among the 12 disciples,
如果他是十二个使徒里头中的第一个
，then probably he is a jesper.
那可能他是碧玉
，because God.Revealed as a jasper.
因为神显现出来的是一个碧玉。
God is seen in this life.
啊，神在他借由他的生命里头可以看见神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，We all are saved to a living hope.
我们都是被拯救到一个活泼的盼望。
It is more than what we will receive.
这是比我们所接受的要更多的。
It is how we will be transformed to be like him.
啊，我们就能够被变化成为像他一样。
This is our blessed hope.
这就是我们蒙福的盼望。
Let us pray.
我们一起有点祷告。
Dear Lord, what is impossible with man?Is possible with thee.
主啊，在人不能的事，在你都能。
We realize that we are poor materials.
我们知道我们是不堪的东西。
But thou art the gifted potter.
但是你是那个匠人。
Thou art able to turn us into.Glorious vessel.
你能够将我们变化成有荣耀的器皿。
That thy name may be magnified even in every one of us.
让你的名能够在我们每一个人的身上被彰显出来。
Lord, we want to give ourselves to thee because thy love has touched us.
主啊，我们愿意将我们自己奉献给你，因为你的爱已经感动我。主啊，我们现在在这里。
Do whatever it pleases thee.
在我们身上做是蛮你，讨是讨你喜悦的事。
Glorify thyself even in us.
在我们这里能够荣耀你自己。
We worship thee.
我们敬拜你。
We ask in thy name.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.